dress right before you ride. We're removing the flip-flops. Next on Western Life Radio.
Warning, bad guys. Utah has school staff members that can shoot as well as law enforcement and save the wounded. FasterUtah.org.
Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside. Leave behind the flip-flops before you saddle up. Chris Haller with Utah State Parks and Recreation gears up for the ride.
In our world, flip-flops and shorts and tank tops are not appropriate riding gear. Now, we know that people want to be cool in those lower elevations, especially with the high ambient air temperature. However, if you're riding in that mid-elevation to high elevation, temperatures can change dramatically. And so we suggest that people carry their rain gear with them, especially as we're seeing some of this monsoon. We're entering the monsoon season and will be in a monsoon flow, I believe, according to our good friends over there on the weather side of things, in through August. And so make sure they carry that poncho, that they layer some of their riding gear appropriately. And something bad happens and you're wearing shorts, why, you're going to possibly end up with some road hash and or some sores and stuff. And especially on those younger people, keep them in long pants, make sure they have over the ankle boots and a long sleeve shirt. As you're riding at a speed on a trail, you know, there's bugs flying around, there's pollen in the air, there's leaves and twigs and things along those lines. And so we want to alleviate those scratches, and we also want to prevent some sunburn that could take place. And it keeps the mosquitoes from biting you as well, too. And obviously, if you're not protecting your eyes, then how are you going to be able to appreciate where the trail goes? And so we always encourage people to make sure that they wear the appropriate eye protection. Goggles, obviously, are the ones that stand out. Some people utilize a full face shield when it comes to a helmet, sunglasses, or other forms of eye protection.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.